Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Tribune Theater critic Chris Jones. Liked your column the other day, Chris. Headline: theater box seats are poised to become fashionable again during the COVID-19 era. It seems like a good idea, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Like, who wants to be surrounded by people anymore? Everybody sitting in their own little walled-off area is kind of a hot thing now, it seems.
Yeah, and as you point out, there's some history here. This isn't the first time people have gone through a pandemic. Plague was an issue in the 16th century, and in Paris in the 17th and 18th centuries, private boxes were the thing, weren't they?
Well, so, you know, if you go back to Shakespeare's theater, if you've ever seen a photo of that, anybody, you've got all the people down front, and then you've got the people in the back in these boxes that rise from the floor of the theater all the way to the roof in a kind of a tiered setup. And those were the most expensive seats. Like, down front was a more dangerous place to be, frankly. There were, you know, it was kind of maybe more fun for some people, but you had a lot of all of humanity there. You've got your orange cellars, you've got all that stuff going on, and everybody who could afford it preferred to be in a box where they could just kind of sit up there and watch people. And it was the same throughout a lot of the history of theaters. People like to, you know, be a part, and frankly, disease had a lot to do with it. You know, we do sometimes forget this is not the first time that humanity has gone through this kind of situation. So, you know, the wacky thing now in some ways is that people are literally taking music venues or taking theaters and putting, like, sort of plexiglass or some kind of wall in between seats. So instead of just, you know, putting a tape over a seat or a coat on a seat or something, they're actually talking about, particularly in the East Coast, a couple of theaters really doing this, where you're building little boxes in what was an open seating area. And that may be, you know, what we're looking at next spring when some of these theaters reopen.
Of course, some of our theaters have been successful with those boxes, notably the Lyric Opera. I used to enjoy going to the opera and being in one of those boxes where occasionally you could get on the floor, take a little nap. It was easy to easy to smuggle in chocolates. But I guess theaters are looking at how much money it would cost to convert, but they're well aware of the fact that even when we get the go-ahead from the government, a lot of people are still going to be reluctant to go to a theater, aren't they?
Well, I think that, you know, the issue that everyone is facing is how are you going to bring all these people together into one room? You know, what happens if somebody's sick? How are you going to sort of deal with that? And I think people are sort of thinking it might be smarter to create little areas for people where they can be with their party. So, you know, maybe you go with your spouse or you go with your kids and you get a little area to sit in that is just you. I mean, in some ways, it's similar to what restaurants are doing. You know, if you've seen those bubbles outside, mm-hmm. or if you've seen really, you know, any attempt to sort of socially distance, which is what we're seeing right now, it's really preferable in most people's minds for there to be some kind of barrier. And there are theaters in Chicago. There's this amazing place on Navy Pier. Used to be called the Skyline Stage, which I'm sure you remember that. Mm-hmm. But it was converted into a theater for Chicago Shakespeare Theater. It's called The Yard. And that has a bunch of little seating areas. And I think when the theaters come back, that one's going to be in better shape because you're going to be able, an usher's going to be able to bring you in and put you in your own little area, and you're not going to be kind of open and exposed, you know? Mm-hmm. But the downside of this, of course, is that that's what I miss. You know, I'd like to be with people.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been in my little box for the last 4 months. So, you know, that's the part of it that people are trying to sort of get their heads around. Is it, you know, do we reinvent everything or do we just hunker down for a bit longer and hope things are going back to normal, you know?
Well, it seems like a good compromise, even for a movie theater. I mean, you're going to go to a venue where you're experiencing the entertainment with a crowd of people, but you're safe because you're in a box with partitions. I can see that.
No, I think that's going to happen. I mean, I think that it really is going to happen. And in some ways, you know, some of it is psychological, but some of it's not, right? I mean, obviously, that would be a safer setup. You know, it's the same principle, really. You know, if you walk, I saw somebody walking around in a face shield yesterday, the full face thing, and they sort of look over at this person. They were just walking on a Chicago street. But in many ways, it's the same principle, right? Instead of that, you have some sort of, you know, some sort of partition apart from you. And I just think that a lot of entertainment architecture now is moving more in that direction. And as you said earlier, it's not new. It's just sad to me because, you know, I find that, you know, coming together like that is just one of the things we need as people. And I, you know, I just kind of, it makes me sad, I guess. What can I say?
Well, and as a critic, if you're protected by a partition in a box, they're less likely to throw tomatoes at you, Chris.
That's,
you know,
true.
What I mean?
That's true. They can't get you. They can't get you.
You're talking
but you
about
know what
safe.
I'd like to do? I'd like to, like, partition Facebook. That would be my fantasy.
Yeah.
where people can't say that. Because I'm telling you, that's worse than the coronavirus at the moment. But it's...
everybody's a critic. Chris Jones, Tribune. Thanks as always, Chris. Always good talking to you. Have a good day.
All right. Take it easy now.